Good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. And today we're joined via the telephone by Mark Maryboy, a member of the Navajo Nation Tribal Council and a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. As we've told you before, June is the 110th anniversary of the Antiquities Act. Unprecedented coalition of Native American tribes are now asking President Obama to protect 1.9 million acres of ancestral land in Utah. And Mark, thank you so much for being with us today. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of this act and what you're asking out of President Obama to help protect some very sacred territory, if you would elaborate on what's at stake here.
Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be a part of this anniversary. Very quickly, last year, the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition formally broke away from discussion with the Utah Congressional Delegation under Flawed and Long Delayed Public Land Initiative.
And what was kind of the nature of the protection under the Antiquities Act? This is very sacred land to many people, and you're trying to make sure people don't get in there and desecrate some sacred places and steal stuff, in essence, right?
Correct. The Bears Ears region face urgent threat from looting and vandalism, destructive uranium, oil and gas, and potash mining project are being proposed unnecessarily, and damaging roads are on the drawing board. Protection for this important cultural landscape cannot be delayed any longer. We are more certain than ever that the path forward to protect Bears Ears region and for meaningful tribal role in collaborative management, the area is for President Obama to designate a Bears Ears National Monument.
In your opinion and your group's opinion, you know, why should the president act? And now is the time, right? He needs to protect this because obviously this is very important to a lot of people who have teamed up in this coalition.
Time is of an essence. As of today, Congress has only 42 legislative day remaining in its session. There is still no public land initiative bill in Congress and no viable legislative path forward. For this reason, we believe that it is time to pursue a national monument through the Antiquities Act created by President Roosevelt in 1906.
Well, Mark, I guess my next question would be this. You know, obviously we're here in the Midwest, but you're, you know, going national and trying to get the word out. So with that information that you're sharing with us today, and you're probably going to ask people as well to do some research on their end, what can we do? Is there anything that we can do to help out in this effort other than maybe, you know, getting updated and finding out more information? But is there anything we can do to help you in this very important effort?
To learn more about our initiative, you can go to protectbearsears.org. And we certainly like to reach out to the people throughout the nation to support our proposal. A tribal leader representing the tribes will be making a trip to Washington, D.C. During the week of the July 4th to meet with high-level official within Obama's administration to ask him to create this national Bears Ears National Monument.
And Mark, besides the many nations that have united, you know, a number of Native American tribes have put together their support, you've also got support from other people, too, holding important offices and who have knowledge of the situation. So this is a widespread effort, not just one that maybe comes from one or two groups. I mean, it has widespread support, and that's why you're out here kind of saying, hey, let's spread the word even further.
It's been amazing to see a number of support from tribes throughout the nation and also other people that are not natives supporting this initiative. So we feel like we have a proposal that has a lot of support, and it deserves to be recognized in Washington, D.C.
Well, Mark, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you today. In closing, is there anything that we may have missed or glossed over, or any final thoughts that you'd like to add as we want to get the word out and help you kind of educate people out there? But again, anything else that you'd like to add or anything that you'd like to restate, please do so now.
Okay, thank you, Njano. It is very important that we protect Mother Earth. There certainly is a climate change, global warming. We have to do everything we can to protect the Earth for our generation and many, many generations to come. Okay, thank you again.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and please take up the invitation we're offering right now. Come back and see us or talk to us at any point in time, and keep us updated on this very important topic, if you would, please.
I certainly will do that. Hakona.
And that's today's In Touch on New Hit Country, WCCI. Our guest has been Mark Merryboy, a member of the Navajo Nation Tribal Council and a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country.